got a big pot again. And then you lost all that. Small group on this beautiful day. Do you want stuff?
One man, Tom Tam, now with thousands and thousands. Right? So
do you want stuff? You can hold it, share it. Do you want a band also?
Okay.
I can get in? Sure. Yeah, you can put it on the floor. You can put this around your neck. Charlotte, we're just about to start. Hi everyone online. We are Anuba, hi. Hey everyone, so we're settling in here. You can each put a foot on this. Share it.
Okay.
All right, do that instead. And you?
Oh, thanks.
Yeah. Okay. It's time for anger, emotions. Okay, so I have everyone's requests online. Thank you so much. It's wonderful to have you today. Good luck, Fidele. He doesn't hear me. So, So Sandra, the class is starting? Yeah, thank you. All right, so welcome everyone. We have our, well, welcome your first time. So because we have Charlotte, someone new for the emotions, the structure of the class is we do a short Qigong form and then I tap for everyone and then everyone gets to make a request. And we include everyone online who has also made a request. Yeah. So, I invite everyone to stand. You can put that down, yeah. And you start with feet together, and then just take a step out to the right, knees slightly bent, arms in the front of the body, a couple of inches off of the body. So get comfortable, balance between the heels and the toes. Shoulders drop and pull yourself up by the Bahwei, GV23, and you'll feel the lower spine extend. So if you think about drop shoulders extending from the lower back, this is your true height. This is good posture. And usually we walk around and we collapse into our lower back. So with the Qigong form, we make the time to settle and move into our somatic experience, move into our body's knowledge. We call this position Wu Qi. So we'll just settle here, breathing in and out. You may choose how you breathe. In and out through the nose is the vagal breath, vagus. So if you need additional calming today, if you feel you're in fight flight, stuck in some kind of PTSD loop, this can help calm the nervous system. Sending a message, all is right in the world. We are safe right here, right now. Your palms may be tingling. And just focus on breath, and try to not think. Just move into your experience. We turn the palms up. And we're going to raise the arms with a slight bend at the elbow to shoulder height. Slowly turning, allowing the arms to gently fall. Again, we turn the palms up. We're cultivating the chi. So we're strengthening our own field. And at the same time, we extend our field so that we're connecting with others. One more time. As we move up, you may feel sensation and tingling because we're moving through textured space. It looks empty, but it is not. Very nice. Right palm to the left shoulder, we our brachial plexus, like you are dancing, right? And so the hand is gently rounded, and we follow off of the arm, off of the body. We follow the energy, bringing this arm backward that you just traced. There you go. And then you bring the other one around. So for your next dance partner, but straight out ahead. Yeah. And then left to the right, we do the same thing. So we have three nerves and we retract, cross at the palms, and come across again. This is very good for preventing carpal tunnel. Retract the arm as you trace down and bring the tracer across. So just bring this guy back, you'll get it. And then left to right. So we have an ulnar, medial, and radial nerve that come down from the brachial plexus through the fingertips. We'll do that one more time. And this is a very nice way to bring energy down from the head if the mind is too busy, and down through our nerves, right? So we are better huggers at the end. So let's reconnect to the earth. We ground again. Because this is an emotions class, we're going to move. So maybe take another step out with your legs. Bend slightly at the knees. Bring the arms up to CV17. So the fingertips are pointing a bit inward because this CV17 is the middle dantian, our heart center. Try not to lean over too much, right, so that you're upright. And what we know is that the heart knows things 8 seconds faster or before the mind. And while there are pathways that go back and forth between the heart and mind, there are more pathways that start at the heart and move up. The heart field is about 5 times larger than the mental field, our mental field. Allowing the hands to drop, bring the leg in, back to grounding. Really connecting in, feeling into the energy flow. Bring the left palm above CV17, the right below the lower dantian. There you go. So the top hand always scans down. So we're scanning, we're making a beach ball. We're scanning down and bringing the bottom arm out, up and around. So as we make our chi ball, if you will, our beach ball, we're bringing connection between the middle and lower dantian, where we also have a relationship from between the enteric nerve and the heart, which then in turn moves up to the hypothalamus, to the pineal gland, and back down. And if you like, you can make a bigger ball coming up to VL1. allow the hands to drop in a gentle V. So in traditional Chinese medicine, BL1, CV17, CV4, these upper, middle, lower dantian integration points. And as we hold, as we send qi into the lower dantian, it's a place where we store energy, helps us endure, get through the day. Also, we're supporting our digestive tract, the enteric nerve, and grounding, rooting in what we know, our gut sense. So the human being is richly endowed. We have three brains, in our mind and at our heart and at the lower dantian, at the enteric nerve. And multiple ways of knowing. And as we drop our arms and we close, we extend out three times. Once, and we follow the vagus nerve down. And twice. We do this again, which is very fundamental to Tongren, right? The autonomic nervous system. Third time. And we seal in the qi. That is our qi bath. And bringing it down. We do a short version. There are other postures, and now I invite you to sit. And I had my knife. Who took my knife? Okay, so GB13 left to right. BL1. To GB23, 24. So today they're online. We have high emotions. We have anger. We have some anxiety, depression, PTSD. So Tom's trauma, we're undertaking a galaxy 2, I guess we're calling it. And that galaxy is going to be specifically for trauma. But we have since we last saw you last week, we have a clip that is a very powerful, I mean, for me, it's been amazing in terms of calming trauma emotions. And we have a set of points, right? So we're working with the hippocampus, the amygdala, so GB8, triple warmer 20, to the upper trapezius, BL9, GB22, 23, BL1, Taiyang, Yin Tang, as we open the vertebral artery, the carotid artery. So we want to smooth out the communication between mind and body. We open both arteries on both sides of the neck. And for the carotid artery, internal, external, we move to BL6. So we use that point for mirror neuron, for past life. And BL6 is very close to BL8, to the hippocampus, which relates to the olfactory nerve. So because trauma is an underlying condition for most people, right? Everybody is experiencing some kind of stress and anxiety, and often we carry forward childhood issues or issues from earlier in life or lifetimes. Tom started exploring how best to treat trauma. What would be the set of points? And so he moved to the olfactory nerve because smell is the earliest sense, one of the oldest senses that we began with in an evolutionary way. And what we do know from studies of trauma is that for most people who experience it, there's some sense that gets accentuated. So some people are highly sensitive to smell, some to hearing, right? Some it's vision. But in our evolution as human beings, the olfactory sense was the first to develop, the sense of smell. And so that seems to relate most deeply to trauma, to held trauma. And I have found these points to be very effective, right? And so we've used them not just in acupuncture, but in Tuina and also with the machines. So we're also opening Tiandong, shaking sky, lung one, lung two, CD17, 642, open the upper trapezius to thoracic 12, C5, lung thoracic, and GB12, phrenic accessory phrenic. Really opening up the autonomic nervous system, the accessory autonomic, the phrenic nerve, antidiuretic hormone. So we oxygenate and we hydrate the body. We open BL1 again and bring that energy right down to kidney 1, liver 3. Grounding. Allowing the breath to deepen and the energy to move from the mental loop down and dissipate into the ground. Okay. Michelle, what would you like?
I would like to have a feeling of hopefulness about the future, especially about the election. I would like each of the candidates running for office all throughout the country. I would like it to be that the right one will be selected for the greater good of everybody.
So let's work with trust and hope, of course. Emily Dickinson, hope perches in the heart, right? So you want to open the heart center, T5, T6. But we really want to connect that to the hypothalamus, the back of the hypothalamus, BL6, 7, 8, the association cortex, BL9. And this is where we get into what is our intention and how to not be in denial, to be realistic about what's going on in the world, but knowing that we are such an integral part of the world, that we co-create. We are co-creating even as we sit right now. And so we allow with our deepest intention, right, for the elections to take place for the greater good. While also, let's calm down, let's open the serotonin, thoracic 11, 12, and L2 for the cortisol. I always like to balance the serotonin, the oxytocin, with the cortisol, because we release cortisol in times of stress, but we also need cortisol because it helps us to take action and to be engaged. And so if we move into what is our deepest desire, right, and we feel incongruence with that, that message does not just stay within us because we move in fields. We are wave and particle. And while we see each other as particles, great big particles, atoms and 50 billion cells, right? All of those cells, we're also emanating, we're giving off waves. And that is how we entangle. That is how we entangle machines, ourselves. Those atoms are both particle and wave. And so we're sending in the energy, we're stimulating the bioelectricity. Even when we tap the doll, if we have a meter nearby, we see the meter turn on, that there's a bioelectric signal and a magnetic signal. It's not just bioelectricity, it's also magnetic. And we are bioelectric chemical beings, so we need both. So we're going to open the third eye, really clearing out, right? So that allowing you to move more fully into the best of outcomes. Moving into the best of outcomes and connecting with so many others who want the best of outcomes. And I would say that the majority do, right? So we open C5, we open Tiandong, C1, 2, 3, eyes, ears, open all of the senses, GB8, triple warmer 20, calming things down, moving into the insular cortex, the essence, our divine, who we are at core, and bringing that energy down and grounding. Richard.
I need strength and energy.
What kind of strength?
Strong.
Like physical?
No.
Emotional.
Emotional.
Okay. So, let's start with BL9, medulla. Right? So, we're supporting your system, the pericardium, the heart. Right? Not just the physicality, but the emotions that we are able to feel, experience as humans. And to embrace that, right? To appreciate that we can feel, to appreciate that we can be vulnerable, to allow ourselves to be emotional and to express, because behind that is the strength, right? Vulnerability is an expression of strength and self-acceptance. And allowing for feelings to pass, because that's all they do. They come and they go. If we allow anger to express, so there was a request for anger, and we'll work with GV2223 hypothalamus. That expression creates opening. If we have sadness, that expression creates opening. And often, sharing. Because the best, I think one of the highest states of being a human being is authenticity. Being authentic in how we feel, and how we express to another person, and also how we express to ourselves. Our capacity to be honest with ourselves. So we're going to shore you up, really open that heart, support the heart, BL9, upper trapezius to thoracic 12, opening ADH, antidiuretic hormone, GBH, triple warmer 20, BL1, Tai Yang, opening throat chakra for expression, C123, eyes, ears, smell, back to the olfactory and the parotid gland, hydration, tears. Tears are biochemical, but it's a release that supports our bioelectric function. BL678, down spinal artery, bladder 54, reflecting back to the heart center. Stomach 21, stomach 25, ghrelin hormone, amygdala, GB13, 14, calming down the emotion center of the brain, connecting to that which is most true, to the insular cortex, to the unfathomable that makes us human, and coming down spinal artery and grounding kidney 1, liver 3. Carol. Well, you know, I think we need to understand that the next couple of weeks are going to be very chaotic, certainly after Election Day, as results get sorted through, and already at the polls there have been clashes and all of that. So that's when we come back to ourselves, right? To the resources that we have for self-calming, self-soothing, and to bring ourselves into a congruent energy, which, whose signal gets sent. So what we do for ourselves, we live really in a mutual relationship, right? A dialectical relationship. As we give to ourselves, especially with Changren, where we articulate the collective unconscious and we have this awareness of the collective unconscious, as we give to ourselves, we're also giving to others, right? There's a sense of, because our field extends out and entangles. And so that's when quantum physics talks about co-creation. That's what they talk about. When Gandhi said, be the change you want to see in the world, right? All of those kinds of saying refer to this idea, right? That as we address our own issues, our own vulnerabilities, our as we work to become more whole, right, to evolve, we're not doing that in isolation, right? And sometimes it's like, you know, because I teach, so I know that I don't always see the results, right? Maybe 5 years from now, one of my students will wake up and say, oh, that's what she meant. Now I get it, right? And so we really don't know. This is where the trust comes in. And the more time we are able to spend sort of in a in a quiet place or doing a short Qigong form that brings us into a calm state of mind. The calmer we are, the deeper we breathe, the better able we are to receive information, message that can help us, the better able we are to share the peace that we find. There's also some arthritis on, so we're going to open T1 through 7. Right now we're going to strengthen the immune. And so along with that, right, we all want to feel safe and secure. So strengthening the immune system is a good way to stay strong with the virus. As we take care of ourselves, we open the blockages, kidney 27, 26, especially the thymus gland. Right. And one of the latest studies Tom's been doing has been around calcium and thinking about tumors as a form of crystal. And so we've been using entangling with the galaxy energy, Chinese herbs, and also Western pills like calcium, like AKD, right, which together, when not ingested, we have found people reporting they can feel their tumors shrinking, right? I'm using it for my knee to strengthen bone. It's been helpful for teeth and gums. And so peace and calm is about nurturing, self-nurturing, in multi-dimensional ways. And we open CV642 and kidney 22, the ghrelin hormone. We want to keep that ovarian away. You're doing so well. And I think peace and calm also will open the throat chakra, cranial 8, cranial 7 and 11, to the vagus nerve and the subclavian artery down and grounding kidney 1, liver 3. Sue, did that take care of you? Charlotte, do you have a request? It doesn't have to be. We do physical also.
Well, I'm very preoccupied with my strange toe.
Okay.
I love to be outside and walk and be free, and I feel very in line because it's so.
So, let's work C6, C7, T1, parathyroid, thyroid. Support bone strength, calcium. Open the upper trapezius and down to thoracic 12. Again, T11, T12, L2. Let's actually open the lower sacrum, the sacrum, the lumbar, coming down the bladder meridian, and then the gallbladder meridian to 33, 36 on both sides. Liver meridian, liver 8, liver 10, to liver 1, kidney 3. Put your feet on this. Yeah, always. We always do pretty here. Now we bring that energy down to the toe. We open the third eye. to calming down the amygdala for any stress this has caused, to the insular cortex, to the motor cortex, BL678, coming down full spinal artery. Focusing on liver 1, kidney 3. I'm just going to check online. So let's do some insomnia, T7 left. And we move again to support digestion. So T7 left, and let's bring that energy down from BL1 to kidney 1, liver 3. We want everyone to sleep. It's so important. And we'll work again for the sciatica, the pudendal nerve, GB12, spleen 12, stomach 30. Gallbladder meridian, stomach meridian down to stomach 36, grounding to kidney 1, liver 3. Again, motor cortex, always mind body connection. So we work the mind, right? Support the sciatica. We also open the neck. Often there are issues at the neck. There's a blockage. We open C1 through 7, C6, 7, T1. And bringing that energy right down bladder meridian to kidney 1, liver 3, and grounding. Oh, you're most welcome. Glad everyone is feeling relaxed. Yeah. So I invite you either to remain seated if you want to stand and move back into the Wu Qi position. So Wu Qi refers to before the Big Bang. So the world is filled with this potential energy that has yet to move into form. So allow yourself to feel into your own energy. Remember pulling up from the bow way, the top of the head, knees slightly bent, tongue at the upper palate. And just feel into any shift. Allow yourself to smile, to feel a sense of gratitude for something in your life, for the day, for these amazing yellow gold foliage trees that are all around us here at the center. You know, for being alive. For Star Wars, which is playing right now. And we close, sealing in the chi. And as always, even though you're online, away, not in this room, you are very much in the class. Our energy is entangled. Our intention is entangled. And as always, every single person here brings so much. I feel very grateful for this class. Everything you ask for is what it relates to everyone. And I thank you. So, 5 o'clock, we have Tom, general class. And I hope we'll see you there. And I'm gonna change the computer. And Charlotte, thank you so much for coming.
Thank you.
Actually, you should try this because this is the super duper. This has the ADK and
yes, let me put that in.
Okay. And let me just turn off the computer and.
Okay, you get too much energy.
No. Well, I mean, you can feel into that. Some people. It's not that you get too much, but if you start to feel overwhelmed, then you stop. It can't hurt you,
yeah.
Right? It's not bad for you, but it's all about how you feel.